Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Injustice Investigations. I'm your host, Al Scott. Today, our show takes us to my hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana. And Louisiana is second in the nation for the number of domestic violence homicides. Last week, in Shreveport, Louisiana, on April the 12th, shortly after 10 a.m., Shreveport Police Department received a call of gunshots being fired in Cattle Heights neighborhood. Once arriving on the scene, police realized they had a terrible situation on their hands. Renita Williams, a graduate from Green Oaks High School, was being held hostage by her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Mr. Robinson. He had a rifle in his hand. He made her go live on Facebook to stream what he was about to do. I warn you, some of the things you're going to hear today may be a little graphic, may be difficult to deal with, but the truth must be told. People have a tendency to say that love hurts. I don't believe love hurts. I think people hurt, and they have a tendency to call it love. Love never hurts, and it should never, ever hurt to go home. Today, we have opened our phone lines up if you would like to call in and join in on the conversation. The number is going to be 347-326-9818. Again, that number is 347-9818. And I'm waiting on Robert Thomas to join us. Let me see if I have Robert on the line. Robert, are you here? He's not on yet. Okay, someone else is calling. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. You're on the air. How are you? Are you there, ma'am? Okay. Okay, someone was calling in and we lost them. Good afternoon, ma'am. Are you here? Okay. All right, hopefully we'll pick them back up. Renita Williams, a 27-year-old black female, could be seen begging on air and doing everything that her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Jonathan Robinson, was asking her to do. He used some very foul language when speaking to her. And since the airing of that video, of course, Facebook has since taken the video down. Now, spoke with a couple of attorneys today, and we learned some new things about what happened prior to Ms. Williams being killed live on Facebook on April the 12th. One other issue that we're going to be addressing today is the Shreveport Police Department and how they're handling the situation. Okay, Robert just texted me and said I'm giving out the wrong call-in number. The call-in number is going to be 347-26-9818. Again, the phone number is going to be 347-326-9818. That is the correct number. And so, well, allegedly, Ms. Williams had made a Facebook post alleging that her and Mr. Robinson was still in a relationship, and sources said that he was involved with someone else. Now, there's been many conflicting stories through social media, and it's like, whose report will you believe? And we try with all of our ability to make sure that everything that we bring to the air is genuine We have fact-checked it before we bring it to you and tell you something that is true, and then it is not true, you know. But we do know that they did have an off-and-on relationship, and for about 2 years, they had separated, and he drove from Houston, Texas, and coming from Houston, Texas, to Shreveport, Louisiana, it takes about maybe 5.5 hours. So, which means that if he was coming to Shreveport, Louisiana, to kill his ex-girlfriend, he had ample amount of time to think about it. Which means that he could have turned around and said, "No, it's not worth it. I'm going to do it." But he did not do it, and since he did not do it, to me, it's going to be premeditated murder. So, and I have Robert on the other line. Go ahead, Robert. Go ahead, Robert. Okay, I can't hear Robert. We're having some difficulties here with the switchboard. Robert keeps trying to get in, but I can't pick him up. But he had an ample amount of time to change his mind and go back to Houston, or either go somewhere else and not kill his ex-girlfriend. When I first received the video, after watching it, I called the person that sent me the video, and I told him, I said, you know, I almost threw up after watching that video. It was so hard to watch. She knew at any minute that this diabolical, deranged human without a soul probably going to end her life. And everything that he was not just telling her, everything he was demanding her to do, she did it, and she tried to stay calm. You know, she even called his name a couple of times and stuff because she knew who she was dealing with, you know. And it was very hard to watch. Her last words that we heard on the video was, "Stop, Jonathan, stop, Jonathan." And his last words were, "Game over, bitch." One of the things that I really want to talk about is the system, the police department, his criminal history. And I have no earthly idea why this man was even on the streets. He had multiple counts of attempted murder up under his belt. He should not have been a free man. So in my opinion, the state also played a role in giving him the green light to kill this woman or anyone else for that matter. Had he been locked up, he would not have had an opportunity to interrupt this woman's life. And incidentally, she had started a new life with someone. But any peace or tranquility that Miss Williams knew April the 12th, little did she know, it was about to be interrupted when he would kick down her door, go in, and hold her hostage, all because of a post that was made on Facebook. Now, we have to ask the question, did that post play a major role in ending her life? Would he have done it anyway? I don't know, but here's what I do know. He has so many attempted murders on his rap sheet, and he's beat them. So I'm wondering, Robert's texting me again to hold on and answer the text. I need the number to call in. I don't know what number Robert is dialing. I'm trying to give Robert the number. But here's the thing. If he had made her go live on Facebook, 326, would he be in custody right now? I honestly doubt that he would be in custody right now. because of all the attempted murders that that he has on his rap sheet. Again, we're having difficulties here. Robert is telling me that we're not getting out. Oh, God. Okay, again, the number to call in is going to be 347-326-9818. 347-26-9818. That's the number to call in on. Okay, I think we finally have Robert on the line. Robert?
Hey, my brother, what's going on?
I don't know what's going on with you, Robert, but I've been here for about... Yes, sir, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, Blog Talk put out the wrong 1-877 number. So, to again, to all your listeners, Alfonso finna tell you the actual number that you can call into, because, again, if you're trying to get in to the 1-877 number, it's hanging you up. So what we have to do, Alfonso, remember I was telling you just before we went on about the link and all that? You have to always we got to look at that switchboard because they're not letting us call in. My cousin trying to call in. I know two or three people that's
okay.
listening
right.
right now. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give them that number real quick so we can go on with the show. Again, the number is going to be 347-326-9818. To call in and join in on the show, again, the number is 347-326-9818. If you want to call in and join in on today's show. Robert, again, thank you for being our guest today. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfect. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir, I can. I want to get into the issue of Jonathan Robertson being a free man. You studied his rap sheet.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. Say that again, Alfonso. I'm trying to get something up real quick. But go ahead and say it again.
I've studied his rap sheet. You studied his rap
uh-huh.
sheet. And I cannot see any logic in him being a free man. But before you answer that question, let me catch this caller that's calling in right now. On. And so,
okay. They got the right number. They can
good
call
afternoon.
In. Praise God.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Okay, I don't know. We lost that connection. Anyway, again, with the with his rap sheet, he is not only is he a threat to society, but he is a threat to his damn self. I just don't know how he was a free man. I just don't understand
yeah.
it. Now, I know his sister. His sister is a police officer. I understand that. And I know she was on the scene that day. So I don't know what role she has played in his life as far as getting out of trouble. But this man should have never, ever been allowed to be a free man again. This man is very evil, very diabolical. He beats people with pistols. He's known for jumping off police officers. He's a body without a soul. So,
Alfonso,
Robert,
I'm
going
Go ahead. I'm going to try to take this live because I want to show the people something that are listening to the radio show, but also Facebook Live. They're expecting a live video. I want to show them the record. I want to show them the record.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show them the record that
yeah.
my friend Jonathan Robertson has.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give them a little bit more.
Right.
So I'm going to try to. I'm going to go live. Mm-hmm. And if you can see from your end what I'm showing you, and if you can click into the live video, I'm going to show you. But right now what we're looking at on my computer is a rap sheet for Jonathan Robertson, the young man who's being held now for the murder of a young lady live on Facebook. just on this joint. This, keep in mind, I'm going to show you. This is 4/21/18. Look at the number of charges and look at the caliber. Second-degree murder, possession of firearms or weapon by a felon, criminal triple property damage, simple criminal property damage, attempted murder, attempted first-degree murder. Now, again, let me go back. Attempted first-degree murder. You got about 7 attempted first-degree murders. But hold up. Let's go right here to 2017, simple probation violation. Let's go right here to 2016, armed robbery. Let's go to 2015, simple assault, false imprisonment, which is a form of kidnapping, domestic aggravated assault, domestic or battery, resisting an offer. Hold up. We're going to go down to 2014. Distribution of Schedule 2, distribution of Schedule 2, that's a drug. Again, I'm not here to put nobody on blast. Actually, I knew this dude. To me, the dude, he looked out for me a lot. So I can't sit up here and try to make a case against him, but I'm just showing the people all the facts of what we're dealing with. Again, our sympathy and condolences goes out to the family, both families, because this is a tragic situation. You got kids now. But again, right here, we got attempted second-degree murder. This was 2004. Attempted second-degree murder. In-state fugitives. Aggravated second-degree murder. Okay? Now,
okay, Robert. Okay, yeah, Robert.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, okay. His list is entirely too long to read them all. So that's enough right there for the sake of our time. So we don't want to read them all. But you can pull them up on Injustice Investigations Facebook page and along with the real news behind the news. So we don't have our time to read all of those. And that just shows you how diabolical that this individual has been in life. And he is a threat to society. And I don't think he should have ever been allowed to be a free man.
Alfonso is trying to add you on Facebook Live. Go ahead.
And stuff. Okay. So, Robert, how was it that he was allowed to be free with all the charges that he has? Why was he a free man?
Well, the
what
reason
happened? Did the
why
system fail?
I really wanted to take the time to read all those charges is because if you look, Alfonso. This, my brother, has a bunch of violent charges. These are charges, man, that are life sentences. Some of them are death penalty sentences. But we go all the way back to 2004.
Right.
Again, you see attempted first-degree murder, armed robbery, second-degree battery. All this in 2004, and here we are in 2018.
Okay.
So what we need to ask the question is, where the heck was law enforcement when this young brother was allowed to continue to not only make bond on, but beat first-degree murder charges? What was going on in that courtroom, and how does that happen? Because we know how the law in Caddo Parish work. We know this. Alfonso is trying to add you now. See if you can be added. But this is the reality of what we're dealing with, man. We're dealing not only with a tragic situation on that was streamed live over Facebook. And again, our condolences go out to the family of both sides. But we're dealing with a situation where law enforcement failed a lot of people. Because from what we're looking at, there were 4 or 5 people murdered since 2000. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was at least 3 or 4 murders that have been literally charged into the record since 2000. How was a person who had this much violent activity alleged to happen in his name be allowed to walk the street? Go ahead, Alfonso.
Well, you know, it's mind-boggling. And I spent the early part of this morning, Robert, looking at a lot of different videos that was through social media, went on YouTube, and looked at some of the videos. One of the videos that I watched instantly made me shed a tear because it was a children, and they were talking about their mother. And the little girl said, and after she said that, all I could do was cut it off. I didn't want to say anymore. She said, the last thing my mama said was, stop, Jonathan. Stop, Jonathan. And that was sad to hear her said that a woman so full of life lost her life at the hands of a nothing, you know. But what we were told this morning is that he specifically came from Houston, Texas, to commit murder. And he had her on Facebook talking to the girlfriend that he was now with, Robert, and apologizing to her and making a public apology. And Robert, you've seen the video. I've seen the video. And she did everything that he demanded her to do. So he didn't have to kill her. But we spoke with one attorney today, and he said that she had been shot before the video went live. So she was, it took the police department, I think, about 2 hours, they said, to get into the house. What the attorney was saying with me this morning, of course, you and I would speak with him later, and I will be in Shreveport next week, and we'll do a live announcement with all the local media stations there pertaining to this case. But what he said is that if they had gotten in sooner, that she may still be alive today, because she died on the way to the hospital. So she was in that house for the longest, just like bleeding, you know, to death. And so when he finally came out or whatever, it took four officers to bring him down, Robert. And we're asking, so, and why didn't they just, he shot a cop, Robert. And since he shot a cop, we're asking, why didn't they shoot him?
Well, let me ask this question to all the people that's looking and listening. All right?
Uh-huh.
If you notice, he got 7 attempted murder charges, first-degree murder charges. All those, they're going to Alfonso. We live on Facebook, Alfonso. But again, let me go back. He got 7 attempted first-degree murder charges. That was, I guess, you could say, for the shot that he fired at the police. But on the actual victim herself, he's only charged with second-degree murder. Shouldn't, if you drove all the way from, had 5 hours to think about what the heck you was about to do, at any given time, someone in their right mind would have said, well, no, it ain't worth this. I'm going to just let this here go. But within them 5 hours, hold on, Marlon Blackshaw said the answer is simple. That isn't rocking side. You got a lot of people. Finger accidentally hit the button. Sorry. You got a lot of people commenting on this, but let me go back. You had 4 or 5 hours to drive from Houston to Shreveport. That's premeditated, man. Especially if you brought a gun from Houston to Shreveport. So, again, my question is, where was law enforcement before, during, and after? That means everybody, even the victim, has a part in what happens. And maybe we get off into that later on, but I'll go ahead and let you continue, Alfonso, because, again, I want to try to – I'm not an expert on this, but I've been involved and done quite a few panels, and I know personally a lot of people involved with domestic abuse. And this is a classic domestic abuse situation, but it's a lot of more angles to it. The police has the greatest responsibility, though, because there's no way a person with this violent history, especially in Caddo Parish, where they locking Negroes up, giving them life for marijuana, should have been able to walk around the streets, man, with all these violent charges.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
You know, Robert, you know, that's right. From what we were told, her mother and her brother was in the house at the time of the incident, and brother got out. I think he was the one that called the police and told that his sister had been shot. But, Robert, I understand procedure and different things. But here's the thing. You know that someone in that house has already been shot, and you know who the shooter is, and it don't take you but seconds to pull up his history. You really have nothing to lose right now. Go in and get him. Somebody has already been shot. go in and get
him?
Or are we waiting to get the okay from his...
Tracy King Bradford on Facebook Live, and we try to get Alfonso back on Facebook Live, made a good point. When the police really need to, excuse my language, shoot a motherfucker, they don't. They sat that man, he fired at them 7 times, dog. And from the personal information we getting from inside sources telling he hadn't already shot this young lady, man. She was in
exactly.
there suffering while this was going on. And the police outside,
uh-huh.
again, which leads us to ask, what part does his sister being on the Shreveport Police Department play a part in this situation allowed to be facilitated?
Well,
go ahead, Alfonso.
Look. Let me comment on it. I'm glad you said that. First of all, his sister, I don't know what's going on with the – okay, I'm not – we're not going to worry about the live video thing with me. We'll deal with that later and stuff. Let's just get to the issue there and stuff. In my opinion, his sister, the police officer, should not have been allowed on the scene. She shouldn't have been ordered to stay away.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly what it was. She should have been ordered to stay away from the scene. Because let me tell you something. With him getting out of all the things that he's been getting out of, somewhere down the line, his sister, the police officer, Shreveport police officer, had to have some dealings with it or him getting out early and stuff. I mean, don't take a rocket scientist here, Robin. And stuff. This man interrupted this woman's life. And you wonder why she didn't want to be with him, because he's a arranged diabolical lunatic and he's a threat to his damn self, not only society. So we need to look into the system and find out. I need to sit down with law enforcement. I need to sit down with the criminal justice system for them to explain to me why in the hell was Jonathan Robinson allowed to be a free man and kill this woman. So as far as I'm concerned, you all played a role in Miss Williams being killed too, because he should have been locked up. He should be so far in the prison system that they should have to pump their light to him.
My cousin Marlon made a comment, man, and again, since I know Dude personally, I'm in a precarious situation because there's a lot I don't want to say because I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? But the truth is what it is, man. We got to look at some stuff from a deeper angle. There's nowhere in the world the Shreveport Police Department had control of what this dude was able to do. Because there's nowhere in the world, Alfonso, nobody could even bond out on a second-degree murder charge. But not only did this dude bond out on a second-degree murder charge, he beat 2 or 3 attempted murder or armed robbery charges. So when I read that list of charges out in the beginning, I read it out for a reason. Because since 2004, this dude has been allowed to literally do what he do. Shreveport Police Department, and you know for yourself, Carroll Parish Sheriff Steve Prater would not have allowed this to go on unless there was something somewhere up that was allowing this to go on. How was he able to get this money to bond out on a second-degree murder charge? All those questions we have to ask and hold the police department accountable. But let's go into the domestic abuse issue, Alfonso, and some of the questions you might have to ask on that, because this is where the problem lies. You have a lot of people living these fake realities on Facebook. Y'all forgive me. I don't want to seem insensitive. I'm going to just keep it real. People living false realities on Facebook but not realizing that in the real world you have to deal with those consequences. And this is what we're seeing, because, this is not the first murder that was shown on Facebook Live, but it's something different about it because it affects us here in Shreveport, because, again, I knew one of the parties personally. Go ahead, Alfonso.
Okay. Robert, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Look, let me ask you something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You know Jonathan Robinson, right?
Uh-huh.
If I asked you to describe Jonathan Robinson in one word, what would that word be?
It'd be hard for me because, again, I seen the side of him. You know what I'm saying? That was totally different than the monster. You know, on the business end, this man here, he was about that, you know. He was, you know, always cordial with me. Never had no problems or whatever. But behind closed doors when it comes with these women. Now, this for all the Christian women, Christian people listening. Go back through your Bible. Every strong man in your Bible could not be defeated by armies, kingdoms, or no military. It was always a woman that broke them down. David and Bathsheba, Samson and Delilah, Abraham and Sarah. When you go back and look at it, it was always the power of a woman to influence a person. Evidently, something happened in this relationship, I'm going to just be real, which was already volatile and toxic. A lot of people ain't going to want to hear this, but the reality of it is you just don't get killed in a relationship. Your boyfriend or your girlfriend just don't kill you unless you're already in a toxic or volatile relationship. So what we're dealing with is a bunch of people who have been indoctrinated by love and hip-hop, basketball wise, all this dumb shit on television, and they thinking, since they didn't see their mama getting their bronc kicked, their sister, their grandmother, they're associating this warped sense of love and the power that this man had as a form of love. When ain't no love by the man putting his hands on you. I was raised, no matter what that woman do, you don't put your hands on her, man. But again, go back to the small world of Facebook where everybody's feeling young and restless out in the reality. Just, what say, Marlon, these cats Old Testament. Alfonso Michael Stanfield even say, you know why R. Kelly ain't get dead anytime for messing with those girls, women, because they were black. Western civilization hate black women, so they don't look at to law enforcement for any of these enforcement for any of these westernized people to value a black woman's life. I bet they done killed this guy if he exactly, Mike. If that would have been a white girl or a white person that old boy shot in 2000, do you think he would have been around today to do this to this young lady? So, again, I'm not going to take up all the time, Alfonso. Go ahead. You answer the question because we're actually running out of time.
Yeah, no, Robert, you're coming up with some very great points, you know. And one thing I want to ask you is that, you know, there have been some ugly things said on Facebook about Miss Williams. And one of the things that they're saying, and I want to address, you know, as many issues as we can, that because of the post that she made, that this is what possibly led, you know, to her death. And I talked about this earlier when we were having technical difficulties before you were able to get through. And she's been called by some a side chick. And so they're saying that she kind of orchestrated her own death. So, Robert, I'm going to ask you, in your opinion, did she orchestrate her own death?
Oh, there you go, putting me on the spot. But truth is what it is, man. As I said earlier, a lot of people got this fake world of Facebook confused with reality. A lot of people actually living out in their mind a real live version of Young and the Restless, All My Children. They're actually living out a soap opera in real life. If I had to ask your question in a yes or no, and I want to be sympathetic, but yes, she did contribute to it. Because first of all, you cannot tell me there's no way that this young lady did not know the history, especially the violent history of this brother. You can't convince me of that because from some of the things that we know personally. Now, one thing I got to step up and tell people on Facebook, if you know a person was involved in a lifestyle that could possibly get them knocked off, stop getting up here on Facebook lying saying this person was all great and this and that. That's bullshit because I'm going to keep this real. A responsible adult just don't get shot live on Facebook. I'm going to just be real. How many parents that really love their kids that got out and provide for them was in a lifestyle that got them shot live on Facebook? I mean, we gotta start addressing some real serious issues. Now, we're dealing with mental issues because, again, there's no way in the world a person that killed four or five people are alleged to have done this is in their right state of mind. Second of all, domestic abuse. Because have you women that was involved in that little dispute on Facebook, instead of trying to calm it down, y'all was egging that shit up. They're going to kill y'all for that comment, Rob.
Let me answer that. Here's the thing. One thing, if you ever listen to Robert and I, our show, you know one thing. Anytime we speak, we're going to speak with the truth. And there's not an ounce of fear in either one of us, and we will tell it the way we see it. The problem with a lot of us today.
I don't want to die, but if you don't stand up for something, man, you're going to fall for anything. A lying coward ain't nothing compared to a dead brave man. And I'm not trying to start nothing, but we got to keep this shit real, man. We can't sit up here and keep playing when our girls keep dying, man.
Yeah, we're not going to sit here. Yeah, we're not going to sit here and give the listeners some sugar-coated shit cookies. We have to tell it like it is. It's just as simple as that. This man should not have been a free man. Now, regardless to what she put on Facebook, her life, any excuse that he gives is an inexcusable excuse for why he did it, because to me, it's premeditated murder. It's premeditated murder. I said again, it's premeditated murder. But along with that, Robert, I want to go back to the police department and how long it took for them to enter into that house and find Miss Williams in there, minutes away from death. Minutes away from death. Now, his sister being a police officer, the brother's already called the police. My sister's been shot. Okay, look, he's already put a bullet in her. Okay, you got to go in now. You got to go in now. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it.
Well,
and I think if they had done it, she may be, Robert, if they had, I think she might be alive today. Robert, excuse me, but I think she may be alive today had they went in sooner.
Alfonso, there's no question he would have been alive today if law enforcement would have did their bloody job back in 2000. Here it is 2018, man, and you got five murder charges in between that. If law enforcement would have did their job in 2000, of course she would have been alive today. But again, young lady, I hope I pronounced this right, Shonda Boo, she's one of the people who was really looking forward to the show, and we thank you for tuning in. But it ain't about trying to get people to tune in, likes, or popularity. It's about putting the truth on first issues. But she had, so you saying she brought her death upon herself? No, nobody wants to die unless they trying to commit suicide. And if you trying to commit suicide, ain't no such thing as trying to, because you will kill yourself. But what I'm saying is certain things that she done ticked off somebody who was already volatile. And those things that she done caused what happened. Now, I'm not trying to be insensitive, because again, now that girl didn't deserve to die, especially the way that she did. But when you get on Facebook, you got to understand, when you're getting on Facebook playing games, there are repercussions in real life that you have to deal with. And that's what we're witnessing here. So, again, I'm not trying to judge nobody. Hey, y'all, I ain't got no degree in this subject or nothing. I'm just speaking from what I know and from what I've seen and from what we all know and what we've seen. Come on, y'all. Y'all will be sitting up there lying if you say you knew this young lady and won't just tell the truth about the whole truth. What was she involved in?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Tell the truth about the whole truth. Don't just sit up there and tell us what you want us to think, that a certain person was an angel. We have to know all the facts and everything to make a logical decision. And my logical decision,
Robert,
most of the blame lies on law enforcement, because there's nowhere in the hell you should have had an 18-year period where a person was allowed to get away with this. Go ahead, Alfonso.
Robert, I want to piggyback off of some of what you just said. First of all, I don't know if I said it, but if I did, I'm going to say it again. My condolences to the family, especially to her three children, you know. But in many ways in life, we orchestrate some of the things that happens to us. Now, nobody wants to admit that a lot of times because of their loved ones or how close they are with someone. But, and I'm trying to say this in a respectable way, when you become a side chick, there's a line in the sand. That's because at the ending of their relationship, she became the side chick. And many of you are not going to agree with this. You're going to be angry. You're going to say ugly things on our Facebook page. You know, whatever you want to say, you say. But the truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not. There is a line drawn in the sand when you become a side chick. You know, you know your place, so to say. So what you just said, Robert, when you get on Facebook and you're making these ugly posts, yeah, I was with him last night. If he was your man, he wasn't last night. That's elementary. That's ghetto. That's something that a little girl would say. So what you're doing is you're stirring up trouble. You're opening up Pandora's box. So does it justify what Jonathan Robinson did? Hell no.
No,
absolutely. No, it didn't. It doesn't justify it, you know. But we have to go and say, now, would she be alive today if she had not made that post? My gut feeling,
exactly.
I'm sure
hold
she
on,
would
on.
Be.
Michael Stanfield say, no, she didn't orchestrate her death. Every man has gotten caught up. Take the L and move on. And I'm a recovering, I ain't going to mention that, everybody can read it. And I tell you from the spirit, stuff like this happens. And Marlon goes on to say, Michael Stanfield, you're damn right. Let me ask you fellas this question here. Why was that video of her being murdered even being shown live on Facebook? Because of something that she had put up previously on Facebook. Add that to the fact she knew the type of person that she was dealing with. So it comes to
exactly.
The point, instead of antagonizing people on Facebook, you should really be trying to move the fuck around. You really should be trying to move on and put yourself and your kids in a situation where you don't have to be around these people instead of egging on a situation that all you have to do is just be quiet on. But you put it on Facebook now. And again, the whole video show, the first thing was happening, this young lady was pleading for her life. Come find out what we found out, Alfonso, that she had already been suffering. Now, I ain't going to put it no more out there. Yes, some stuff had already went on before the video camera even came up. And it was all behind a Facebook post, man. Are y'all understanding that it was behind a Facebook post? People, again, are living this fake reality of Facebook in the real world. But don't realize, if you're already dealing with somebody mentally unstable, that is enough to push them over the edge. Why even play a deadly game where the winner gets death? You play a game of death, and the only prize is death, man. Come on now. Go ahead.
And, you know, someone asked me today, well, he's a convicted felon. How was he able to get a gun? Let me say this here. That's not rocket scientist, okay? How many damn convicted felons you know go apply? I know. How many convicted felons go apply for a permit to get a gun? Anything you want on the streets illegal, you can get 24/7, okay? So that's not the issue here. How was he able to get a gun? The issue is, why was he free to get the gun? Because he should have been locked
really,
up.
Alfonso, outside of all the stuff that went on, my whole point is, my whole contention is with law enforcement. Because, again, I don't know, Marlon, there's a lot of things. You're right. We as black men need to grow up and stop being so emotional. But there's a lot of things that went on behind the scenes of this that publicly we ain't going to say nothing about. And publicly you're not going to hear nothing about. But this thing is just deeper than somebody growing up because, again, you have a person –
oh,
who has been involved with 5 murders since 2000, whether he committed them or not. We just showed you the rap sheet. 5 murder charges, who not only bonded out on them, but beat them. So automatically you know you're dealing with somebody who will kill you. At what point does your own personal safety and personal responsibility take place? I mean,
exactly.
Maybe she was scared to get out that relationship. We don't know all that. And again, my emphasis is not really on that. My emphasis is why law enforcement allowed this to happen. Because we know that the current DA ran under the premises that he was going to be tough on domestic abuse. But since, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, we've had 3 or 4 young ladies who did everything that the law told them to do, and they still wind up dead at the hands of the person who they complained about. So,
Robert.
Go ahead, Alfonso. Go ahead.
Incident, I'm glad something you said made me think about. A year ago today, you and I did a show that was very similar to this here, live streaming through social media, killing people. And it was a year ago today that we did that show, and now we're doing a show that is very, very similar to what we did in 2017. So, you know, we have issues with Facebook, how they're allowed to stream videos of violence, and, you know, it not be immediately stopped. If you go and you post a song that you didn't write, well, Facebook will knock that off, you know, off your page within 2 or 3 seconds, you know. So there's some things that we really need to be addressing, but one issue that we really need to address, and a public forum needs to be held on it: why in the hell was Jonathan Robertson a free man? He should have been put so far in the damn system that they should have had to pump daylight to him, and this woman would be alive. But you said something a few minutes ago that I agree with. You know who he is. You know you're dealing with a diabolical, deranged, disturbed nut. Don't tease it. Don't tease it. Don't mess with him.
Again,
you know how
he
played.
I knew, dude, and there was those moments where he was, you know, he was cool, right? So I ain't finna sit up and judge nobody, even when I talk about the part that she had to play in it. I just keep it real, man, and if anybody get mad at me for that, man, then that's really not my fault, man, because I'm looking at things from all angles, not just from one side, from one family side to the other family side, but I'm looking at everything from law enforcement all the way down, you know what I'm saying, to the moment of where he was allowed to even walk out of there. You not ready to shot one police officer. Why did he just go out in the blaze of glory? You know, I'm looking at the fact, why was he charged with first-degree murder on all the police officers, but the victim that who he actually killed, he only got a second-degree murder charge on. So I'm looking at all the different angles, man. And again, I'm not going to sit up here and judge nobody because I'm not an expert. But I do know what common sense. And
Robert,
a lot of times we as people, we get away from common sense with all this intellectual stuff that we have going on, and we overlook common sense. Some things don't need to go on Facebook. It's a lot of stuff I want to say every day. I don't say it on Facebook. There's a lot of things I would like to
you
tell
know,
people, but I don't do it on Facebook.
Right. There's a comment someone just made a few minutes ago. I want to address that. His name is Danny Martin. He says abusive relationships, when it's pertaining to black women, is all about them being comfortable and not just being afraid, but comfortable with the idea of hope for a better life and finances. And I guess he's saying, I could be wrong, black women are easy to please. Is that what he's saying?
I know. I
Good afternoon,
comment,
Stephanie Marshall.
My old girl, she said, we got Shayna Boo saying, for every action is a reaction, which is right. She might didn't go live first, but she did respond back. Exactly, baby girl. And that's all I'm saying. She didn't deserve what she got. But by playing this drama of one life to live and young the restless on Facebook, this is a consequence. Because if you notice the last conversation that she had was behind that Facebook post. So this is just the reality of what we're dealing with. Stephanie Marshall, afternoon. Michael Stanfield goes on to say he was a tool that they used to fulfill them. Exactly, Mike. Because, again, there's no way you can tell me that local law enforcement had control of this situation when from 2004 you're seeing nothing but murder, attempted murder and armed robbery charges. There's no way. And then, again, I ain't even going to go off into it because I ain't going to put nobody business out there in the street. But if you know what those who really know, there's no way in the world a person could get away with this unless they were being used by law enforcement. This is why he's still
alive.
Go ahead, Alfonso.
And I see Stephanie Marshall has tuned in, and I would love for you to comment it. On this issue, Stephanie, if you will, please. But before she comments, while we're waiting on her to comment there, Robert, there were over 30 police officers on the scene. This lasted for a little over 2 hours, and you had one man in there and a victim in there. Do you think they could have entered into the house sooner, or they did what they could do?
I'm going to be real. Have you seen a Negro that you automatically know, because you can't tell me them police when they pull up on the scene, once they got a sight, they didn't know who they were dealing with, because guess what? They've been dealing with him for the last 18 years. They knew who they were dealing with. What about the cowardice of the Freeport Police Department? Because all we saw on that Facebook Live video was less than 3 minutes, but this shit lasted over 2 hours. What went down in them
exactly.
2 hours? You see what I'm saying? Again, I try to tell somebody on another Facebook post, be leery when you only see the last 2-3 minutes or something, because that was usually something that went on 30 to 40 minutes before that. Now, in this case, this went on years. Because, again, there's no way you could tell me that you didn't know what type of business or what type of dealings, how a person made their money.
Now,
there's no way you could tell me.
Okay, now,
you didn't know how a person
exactly
made their money before you got into it with them. Once you got into it with them, you realized shit was a whole lot deeper. But you went along with
exactly
it. Kind of like what Danny said. You went along with it because you reap rewards from it.
Exactly. You know, his bond right now, his bond is at over $2.5 million. But inside sources says that the family and close friends are trying to raise that bail money. And someone also said on Facebook that he shouldn't have a bail. I don't think he should have a bail either. But here's the thing about that. What we think and what the law says are two different things. So the law says he is required to have a bail.
Don't have carry no weight with the law. Let's be real. Our emotions carry no weight with the law. Go ahead, Alfonso.
Okay, Danny says, Melissa Robinson, this is one of her close friends and someone that I have personally helped in many situations. She knows what actually happens. Well, we would like to speak with her if we can, my brother, as soon as she can.
Give her a call-in number, Danny.
Me.
No, I'm going to tell you
the truth. Call in.
I'm going to keep this real. Nobody that actually knows what went on in a day-to-day environment is going to tell you the truth, because there's a lot of stuff that went on that nobody really wants to know, because it wasn't right, man. You can't paint one person out to be the devil. When you know a person the devil, are you going to literally make a conscious decision to dance with him? So there was a conscious decision made somewhere. But Shayna Boo made a good comment when she said, Freeport Police. Oh, no, I wanted to just say a comment with Shayna say that his sister worked for the people. Again, I want to respond to that. Even if his sister was maybe a lieutenant or captain in the Freeport Police Department, you got to go all the way up past the state up to the feds in order for a person to be walking around with some of the charges that this person was walking around with. It supersedes his sister.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me real quickly, Sean Naboo just said something. Freeport Police, sorry, I totally agree with that. We got alcoholics and bonnie fives on our police force, and it's like Freeport is the town of Mayberry. I totally agree with you on that. And she said, yes, the Freeport Police Department did fail this young lady. But the ending of what Sean Naboo said really caught my attention. Had this been in Bossier City, Louisiana, the results would have been different, and I totally agree with her, because Bossier City Police Department was not going to play any games with him. They'd have went in and took him out the time they got there. Freeport police officers, they suck. It's an embarrassment. We got a police officer that's a damn, Freeport police chief, just nothing but a damn drunk, and you got the mayor that runs the city. She really needs to be selling Avon, because she dumb as a box of damn rocks.
Oh, yeah.
And so if this had been in Bossier City, yes, it would have been a different result.
Well, I'm going to be real. You have different jurisdictions again. You have local and federal. If somebody high up calls you, if you're on your job and you're a manager, you got 30 people over you, guess what? It's somebody that's over you. It might be 5 people over you, and over those 5 people is 1. And that's what you have. You have local, state, and federal. There's no way. Because, again, the charges that my brother was Marlon trying to get in? Again, going back.
I'm
no way a person can be charged with there's no way a person could be charged with any type of murder charge and have be controlled by the city, because a murder charge is a state charge. Now, if you beat state charges, that means there's an entity above you, which is the Fed.
Okay, Robert, look, hold your thought for a minute. Let's do something real quick. Danny says Melissa is tuning in now. Good afternoon, Melissa. I hope you can hear me. Welcome to the show. We don't have but 3 minutes left on the radio, but I think we're
going
to
keep
go
going
a little longer.
They give you about 10 extra minutes. Keep going. Let her talk.
Okay. Okay. And Melissa, we want to hear from you. If there's anything you would like to say or to type into the box, and I want to talk to you after the show as well. Okay, so Robert, while we're waiting on her to respond, I apologize. Go ahead and finish what you were saying about the jurisdiction.
Well, there's jurisdiction. Now, again, I said, if you commit a shoplifting charge, that's going to go before your city court. But when you commit a felony, even though you tried at the Caddo Parish Courthouse, that is a state charge. When you commit a murder, in
okay.
a lot of cases, that's a
okay.
capital offense. Go
Let's
ahead.
Do, okay, Robert, hold on. She wants to talk. Melissa, if you have your phone, call 347-326-9818. Again, Melissa, that number is 347-326-9818. And here's my cell number, 318-990-3426, 318-990-3426. But try to call into the show right now if you can, please. Again, it's 347-326-9818. Okay, Rob, hopefully she'll call in and she'll get through this time and stuff. But, yeah, you know, there's different jurisdictions.
There's no way in the world you can tell me.
Okay, let me interrupt, Robert. Melissa, that number. Oh, okay, he just posted, Melissa. If you go ahead and call
no
now, we have 2 minutes left on air.
But, Alfonso,
go ahead, Robert.
I learned they'll give you an extra 10, 15 minutes, so we're just going to let it roll long enough for Melissa to comment, because she also has information that could be valuable to this conversation. So whenever she comes in, you click her in.
We're waiting on Melissa to call in. 347-326-9818, Melissa.
While we wait on Melissa, again, I want to take the time to say.
Okay, hold on, Robert. We got Melissa. We got
okay,
Melissa.
Go
hold on. Melissa? Melissa? Melissa, are you here?
Let me see if
can
I
you
can
hear me.
Hello, Melissa.
Can
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, Melissa?
I'm great.
How are you?
Now that I have y'all on the phone.
Listen. Okay, let me offer my sincere condolences, first of all. Okay, we're about less than 40 seconds from going off air, but you have my cell number.
Yes,
call
sir.
Me and go off. What would you like to say quickly?
I would like to say that, you know, my child was taken from Louisiana here and taken to Texas, and the child's been here all her life, and a Texas judge just signed my baby over and said, hey, this baby is Texas jurisdiction. That baby has never lived in Texas a day in her life, but my baby has been gone for almost 5 years due to a judge just
mm-hmm.
made a she really did the uniform, she went against the uniform child district, however it is, uniform custody.
Mm-hmm.
She went against that.
Mm-hmm.
She signed my child over, and then to kind of find out her and the lady that has custody of my child are friends, and I have not been able to get my child back. I went to $28,000, five lawyers.
Mm-hmm. You did a situation like that too, not too long ago. Didn't have phone go. Go ahead.
They took my baby from
exactly.
the school. They did not call me and tell me that this lady was checking my child out of school with another judgment from another state. No one was informed until I got there and my child was gone, and I have not been able to get her, find her, see her, nothing since
okay.
that day.
Miss Melissa, listen, I would like to speak with you on this issue. Again, my cell is 318-990-3426. We are about out of time. I'm sorry you got
okay.
in late,
also,
but I promise you we will
on
do.
On the air, too, because I'm trying to write it.
Okay, it's 347-326-9818. For all of
okay.
you who tuned in today to today's show, we thank you for listening. We apologize for being late, but I promise you we'll put up another date and airtime for part
yes.
two of this show. Again, our condolences to the family. As always, for Injustice Investigations and the real news behind the news with Robert R. Thomas Jr., I'm Al Scott. Until we speak again, you all be blessed.
Hey, y'all
too.
Be blessed,
thank
man.
You.
Hey, condolences to the family out there, man. Chaotic, man. Crazy.